superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Nobody disgusts me more than a Cowboys fan because they never take a moment to smell their own stench.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Stephen A. Smith here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He's a dream come true.
Earlier on the show, Houston Chronicle NFL columnist John McClain. Buffalo Bills cornerback Josh Norman. Green Bay Packers running back Aaron Jones. Coming up, two-time Olympic gold medalist Abby Wambach. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, hour number three, and TJ Jefferson, I believe you're three for three in draining putts to kick off every hour of the Rich Eisen Show. Very good. Chris Brockman, Mike Del Tufo.
Hey, Rich.
Good to see you guys over there. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Great chat so far with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle about the firing of Bill O'Brien. It surprised me and a lot of other people in the National Football League, and Josh Norman of the Bills, Aaron Jones of the Packers. Those were great conversations. Want to have a conversation with you at 844-204-RICH. We just had a very lively chat here in the fact that the Yankees, because of COVID-19, are bubbling up with the Rays and playing in San Diego, California. The Yankees hit a grand slam last night to salt game one against the Rays. I was so jubilant about it, I tweeted out that it was Slam Diego for New York, and that is the phrase that the Padres have been using. And I didn't say that it was my idea. I just decided to use it to show my exuberance for my team. Chris Brockman, you've called foul. You think that that's weak.
That's pretty weak.
That it's something that I disagree with.
Well, we took it to the people at Rich Eisen Show on Twitter.
Yes.
Is Rich Eisen wrong for taking Slam Diego and using it for the Yankees? Absolutely, 76%.
Yes.
24%, nah, it's cool.
Okay. 76% of the Rich Eisen Show listenership and viewership, I quite honestly disagree with.
Oh.
Although I appreciate them.
By the way, it's cool, Rich.
Okay. Now, there are a handful of guests here on the Rich Eisen Show that Liz Wailed of our staff here in terms of booking this show and executive of talent here. I just made up that title. EP of this show. I say to her, that's an anytime guest. Anytime guest. This guest is an anytime guest. And she's joining us on this very, I guess anytime is right now. Her new book is a young reader's edition of her bestseller for the New York Times. It is called Wolfpack, and she is a two-time Olympic gold medalist and a FIFA World Cup champion, author, and an all-around great human, Abby Wambach, here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Abby?
Oh, man, Rich, I'm good. How are you? I still can't believe that you can talk for 3 hours every day. It's like, how do you even do it? You're amazing.
Well, you know, I whenever I watched you do what you did, I thought, how in the world do you run around for as long as you do and then actually execute? I don't know. So I guess.
Touché.
Did I just call myself the Abby Wambach of broadcasting?
You did.
Did I just do that?
You did, and I'll take it. You know, when you get far enough away from your career, you forget. You just forget, and so you're like, yes, you were just like me right
I appreciate
now,
that.
For sure.
Very good. Thank you, Abby. I will take that and run with it. So let's unpack this a little bit right here. This book, based on your New York Times bestseller Wolfpack, and you decided to write it for young people, how young people will find their voice, unite their pack, and change the world. I give you the floor on why you did this, Abby.
Yeah, you know, the book Wolfpack that I released a couple of years ago, a year and a half now, it did so well, and I am super proud of it. But I thought, you know, right now especially, there's no more important time to hand leadership books to our kids that are based and forged in honor. The world feels a little bit askew or tilted or however you want to look at it. And I just think it's important that our kids know and have other outlets than, you know, media and their social media and TikTok to get their information from. You know, my philosophy was learned from my experience on the national team. I learned from so many amazing, you know, women who taught me not only everything that I know, but everything about myself. Right. And I'm still learning to this day. I think it's really important. And my wish for this book truly is that it can become the new family bedtime story or bedtime reading around the world, because gosh, I do think our kids need a little bit of reprieve from the current news cycle that we're kind of in.
Well, Abby, I got to tell you, I am bringing this home to my kids. I've got a 12-year-old boy, 9-year-old boy, 7-year-old girl, it's not easy living inside, you know? It's not easy right now. It's very difficult. And so discussing about the future and talking about the future in a positive sense and how they can shape it and they can take control of it when nothing's in their control right now at all, I think is a valuable message, quite frankly.
Well, and I think that right now, especially, we have to empower, and I hate that word, it's overused, but we do have to give our kids the tools to be able to make decisions on their own, right? Because at the end of the day, they're going to have to be the ones that deal with the habits and the addictions that they create around their, you know, usage of social media or their devices or whatever it is that we're talking about, you know? And I think that to be internally motivated and then to understand the dynamics of what real leadership is about, it's not just about waking up on time and getting to school on time or showing up on your virtual class on time. It's like, how are you trying to make that experience as positive and as best for everybody in that experience as possible? It's about the collective, right? And I understand that you're not going to get along with everybody. Believe me, I didn't get along with every single one of my teammates. But at the end of the day, because they showed up and because they were one of the best in the world at what they did, I respected them. And so I think that we have to go back a little bit and uncover and unpack some of the reasons what we're doing, right? Like, why is it important to talk to each other with respect, right? Why is it important? And essentially, you know, this book, my hope is that the kids in their worlds can create and co-create the environments that they exist in, which, you know, in the end, I think you get further along. You have much more success in life when you have people to do life with. So find your people, make your packs, and change the world.
Abby Wambach here on The Rich Eisen Show. Okay, who did you hate as teammates now? Let's get out. You open the door on that.
I didn't hate anybody.
By the way, did I miss your message about respect? Did that just go straight over my head? Did the sports talk radio host in me just come out all of a sudden? Is that what you said?
It did, but you know, and that's why you're so good. Okay. Look, I think that it's just important for all kids to understand, and especially now, like when you turn your TV on and you see two presidential candidates that are just being disrespectful to each other, you know, none of that can be condoned. It's like all of us parents wanted to turn off the television. You know, that used to be a thing that we would bring our kids into and be like, watch this. You know, these are our leaders of our country. And now us parents are like, no, actually, we need to turn this off. We are not teaching our children this. And, you know, we also have to remember that this is impacting us as adults as well. So, you know, I think even though this is adapted for the young reader, I think that maybe some of us parents should go back to the beginning and take a look at it as well.
Oh, my wife and I didn't even entertain having our children watch the presidential debate. We didn't. But we're planning on having them watch the VP debate, though. I mean, we're already discussing that. You know, I mean, that's what we're talking about. And that's the whole thing, too, is that, you know, I mean, that's an exhale of from the last several months here, Abby. You know, is the fact that respect could be politicized as a conversation. It's insane.
It's so,
you know, it's
so baffling. Yeah, it's
you know, the fact that I'm sitting here saying like, okay, here we are talking about respect, and there might be some people sitting and listening to this saying, why are they being political? It's like, no, That's not. It's just because somebody does have a default of disrespect. That might be your view of this being as political, but this should be an apolitical part of our conversation. The issues that you have in this book, Wolfpack, Abby Wambach here, this is not a. This should not be a political conversation, Abby.
Yeah, I mean, like you say tomato, I say tomato sort of thing. Like, it's like, look, when we're talking about life, okay, and we're talking about people, and we're talking about the way we think things should go, right? Way that we think that the life should be lived by a single person or a whole slew of people. Like, at the end of the day, like, when laws and you live in a country that determine what happens to the individual and the collective, like, everything is political if you want to get real, like, specific about it. But I get it. I get that politics, the way that the world feels so politicized and how it's going to be talked about and turned around, I do believe that we need to get back to a level of human decency and to be able to disagree on things in a manner that is kind and that isn't, you know, winner-take-all attitude. Like, whatever happened to, you know, we're going to get some and we're probably going to lose some, but in general, we're all moving in the right direction and we're all getting enough of what we need. And that's just the struggle that I'm having with right now. So for me and my family, I believe, and this is true, that no matter what, I think there's always an opportunity, right? There's two ways you can always look at a situation, one with positive glasses on and another with negative glasses on. I'm a solutions-oriented person. Clearly, I think that things can change, but I'm not going to be only pointing at the negative rather than, you know, for me, what my family tries to do is really figure out, okay, what are things that we can control, that we can solve, that we can have positive effect so that the outcome feels good enough to us, right? It's not like I want everything, and so I'm going to demonize the entirety of the Republican Party, because I'm sure everybody knows and understands that I'm a little bit more liberal. But at the end of the day, I still want to understand why folks, you know, and the Republican folks that I know, the folks who really care about that party, what they believe in, what is true. So how do we come to the middle? It's like, okay, I'm going to focus on what I feel is most important to me, what I can control, and maybe go about trying to fix it rather than just talking crap and complaining about the things that you don't have or the things that you fear you're going to lose. Like, we gotta figure out how we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Where everybody is feeling like they're respected and not being abused or murdered or victimized, right? So, I don't know. I could go all day. And for people who, like, you know, want to complain and gripe about it not being political, like, grow up. Like, everything's political.
No, I understand, Abby. And it's about owning your actions and being responsible for it instead of just owning someone for the sake of owning them. I think that's really what things are becoming like right now. And, you know, not to get too deep about it, you know, Abby Wambach here on the Rich Eisen Show. As we know, COVID finds the weakness everywhere, whether it's your body, your health, your family, your well-being, all of it. In terms of youth sports, my youngest son and my daughter would already be a couple of weeks into their AYSO season that doesn't exist right now. I'm wondering what you're seeing about the effect of youth sports and youth soccer right now as things, because of the success of you and your cohorts and successors on the U.S. Women's National Team, as well as hopefully what we're seeing out of Christian Pulisic and more, that we're, you know what I'm saying, that we're seeing more attention being paid to soccer in the United States. I wonder what you're seeing the effect of COVID is on this.
Yeah, you know, I understand that in every state, there's different phases that have allowed some kids to go back to playing soccer and some haven't, right? My biggest concern right now isn't about kids around the country not getting better at soccer. My bigger concern is their mental health, around not getting outside and being around their friends and getting active and getting their blood moving. You know, I've talked to a lot of kids. I've done a lot of little book club things where, you know, the kids haven't been able to hang out with their friends, and that's such a huge component to youth sports. Some kids are going stir crazy because they can't get outside and they can't run around and they can't feel that fatigue that comes only after a long week of training. You know, that kind of stuff for me, the mental health component to it feels more worrisome for me. But I also know that, you know, kids are resilient. They'll bounce back real quick. And, you know, the longer and the better we can be as a collective to maintaining some sense of decency for each other, you know, wearing masks and adhering to the rules of your state or your city governor or whatever it is, so that we can actually get through this together. Because, you know, unfortunately, being so divided right now, we do need to actually come together to solve this bigger problem of COVID. And it seems like that's becoming evident that that's like the bigger problem than the actual disease itself. And I think it's like an experiment in human relations right now. If we could all just agree to do the same thing for enough and long enough period of time to wait this out, people might be able to actually go play sports before the vaccine comes out, right? Like, who knows? And I'm obviously not a doctor, so take that with a grain of salt. I just believe that this is like the most interesting human experiment of all time, and we're failing, like miserably failing as a species.
Abby Wambach here on The Rich Eisen Show. Wolfpack, based on the number one New York Times bestseller, there is now, again, a youth edition. I can't wait to bring it, youth readers edition. Can't wait to bring this home to my kids. I guess before I let you go, I don't know if you're a fan of American football, but you're from Rochester. If so, does that mean you're a Buffalo Bills individual or not at all, Abby?
God, this is tough. I went through the 90s with the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. I was a teenager when we went to four straight Super Bowls, and Jim Kelly could never bring one home. So my heart is forever broken by the Buffalo Bills, I think. And it's been hard for me to follow them, especially because then they were terrible for many, 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 many years.
Yes.
Will I be a fair weather fan? You're absolutely right. I will be.
Of course.
Right?
If
they continue to keep going well, you know, then of course I'll support them.
Okay. Well, let the Abby Wambach of broadcasting tell the actual Abby Wambach, come on home. The Bills are waiting for you. They're pretty damn good right now. Go for it. Go for it. I don't think they're going to break
up. Buffalo Bills. Let's go. Let's go. Like, they got, keep kicking, you know, keep kicking butt. And maybe one day you'll find me at the stadium watching you with a mask on.
That's it. Very good. Hey, Abby, congrats on the book. And I meant it. You are an anytime guest. Anytime you want to come on, just, you know, chop it up. Whether you got something to promote or not, I always enjoy our chats. Thank you.
Same, Rich. You take care, man.
Right back at you. You got it. That's Abby Wambach. Does that mean I should be wearing the blue armband for the program? Whenever I'm at the mic, I take it off when I give it to you?
Or sure.
When I'm, you know, filling up for coffee?
Of course.
I'm just trying to keep the analogy going.
Got it. Keep it going.
Great book. And I'm not just saying that because the colors on the book kind of match the peacock right there. But there it is. Okay, so let's take a break. I want a news update from you, sir. There's a lot going on in the sports world. We've got the NBA Finals Game 4 tonight, 4 Major League Baseball playoff games, and your phone calls at 844-204-RICH, all still to come here on this busy Tuesday. Hey, football fans. Are you an Amazon Prime member? Did you know you can watch Thursday Night Football live on Prime Video? That's right. It's the future of football, and the future is right now. You can catch all the action on any device almost anywhere in the world. And you could choose your favorite announce team, including Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, or Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah from Move the Sticks, or Chris Long and Carey Champion from NFL Next. Get next-gen stats and watch in-game replays on demand, all within Prime Video's X-Ray. Next-gen stats are real-time stats powered by AWS. No more waiting around. You can access the current stats anytime you want. Need to check how your fantasy team and fantasy players are doing? This is the ideal way to stay up to speed. In-game on-demand replays. They're accessible on your remote on Fire TV or by turning your mobile device sideways. So, if you're a streamer or simply want the most custom way of watching Thursday Night Football, tune in live every Thursday starting October 8th. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, kickoffs at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. Also available on Fox and NFL Network. NFL Network simulcast subject to change. Thursday Night Football is presented by Bud Light Platinum.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. There's a couple of poll questions that are out there at Rich Eisen Show. Do you want to check on them right now, Chris Brockman? The actual poll question and the one that you put up there. I've retweeted both.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, even though one is casting me in a very poor light.
Accurate light.
Okay, go for it.
NFL question first. Who's the quarter season MVP? Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Russell Wilson?
Let me guess.
Take a big guess.
Russell Wilson is winning this battle, right?
Wilson is winning this battle. 48% right now.
All right. So he doesn't have, he's got a plurality, right? As we say. So second would be Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, 26%.
I will say Mahomes is there third, and then Josh Allen because the Bills get no respect. Rodney Dangerfield.
Flip-flop. Josh Allen, 19%. Mahomes, 7%.
Huh. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on our terrestrial radio partners.
Who did you vote for?
I'd vote for Russell Wilson right now.
I'd vote for Josh Allen, actually.
Just to reiterate everything here, who's got the MVP award so far? Who's your
quarter season
leader? And it's part tomorrow. I think we're going to just go full on and give quarter season awards tomorrow. Great.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's the winner. You know, Russell Wilson's the winner right now. I'll take him. Josh Allen's amazing, man.
Yeah.
He is great.
He is very fun.
He has
watch.
Really, and really man, fun. He is ascending in a way that I could only have wished and hoped for Sam Darnold, who I believe is part of your news update, correct?
He is.
All right. Let's get to that, and we'll take some more of your phone calls right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I brought it to Sam Darnold, Chris. It's essentially what I did. Okay, here we go. Roll it.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
Still, every time, so Chris, I think it's just remarkable that Tom Brokaw pays this show the respect of introducing you for every single one of your news updates.
He's very busy, so.
He's emeritus. What else you got, Chris? What do you got? What do you got?
Okay, let's start with the Jets since you mentioned it.
Yep.
The New York Daily News' Manish Mehta, who covers the Jets, reporting that the Jets are not planning to start Sam Darnold this week.
What does that mean?
Against the Cardinals.
What does that mean? He'll still be active with his
Darnold
shoulder injury?
Darnold is urging the team to let him play, but sentiment in the organization is that such a move would be deemed reckless. So let me get this straight. Not reckless, putting him back out there 10 minutes later after separating his shoulder, but reckless to have him play 10 days later.
I will see that recklessness and raise you another observation. Not reckless to put him back out there. Also, not reckless to put him back out there. And when down by two scores after you've created your sixth personal foul penalty on the opposition's quarterback, to the point where the opposition coach tells his team, we're not shaking hands, just let's get the hell out of here. These people are total lunatics. You're burning timeouts, even though you're down by two, to have mere seconds to go to put Sam Darnold back on the field in that situation. But it's too reckless to put him out there the next week. I'm just hoping this.
What are we doing?
This is what we're doing. I'm hoping this is, in fact, what I have called for. Anytime Sam Darnold has a whiff of an injury, we need to make sure he's okay. He is the future, even though we all know he deserves to be sent somewhere else. He has handled himself so expertly. He wants to play so bad. I love this kid. He is great. He deserves better. And the Jets fans deserve Trevor Lawrence. Those are two things that we all deserve. And so anytime he's got a whiff of an injury, I'm sorry. We need, with all the craziness going on here, Joe Flacco needs to take these live bullets. 0-5, 0-6, 0-7. We see a Giants. We see a Houston. We see Atlanta. We see you in our rearview mirror. Mm-mm. We haven't come this far and gone this low to be this co-tidy bad to let you take Trevor Lawrence from us.
Let's get them all. Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
One Francis Pantangeli, who took the ultimate bullet,
spoiler
as we know.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Jeez.
Oh, I mean, come on. If you haven't seen Godfather 2. And it's not a bullet either.
No.
So all said and done, maybe this is that. But get well, Sam. You deserve better.
Yeah, he does deserve better. He's a good kid.
What else?
A few more injury updates.
I'm not proud of that stance, by the way. I'm not proud of it.
No.
I'm more proud of Slam Diego, New York.
I know you are. So we have Bucks-Browns on Thursday.
You gotta let it go, Rich.
Some Bucks injuries. Chris Godwin did not play last week, still dealing with a hamstring.
Oh, he won't be back.
Not practicing, yeah.
He
Leonard
won't be
Fournette's going to be a game-time decision.
He won't be back either.
Mike Evans didn't practice today either, so
word.
Keep an eye on that. And O.J. Howard, we saw him carted off. That's a torn Achilles. He's out for the season.
Wow. So it's Cameron Brate Gronk time, and O.J. Howard was just beginning to come on, man. That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
This is a short week, so Brady might not have – I mean, you won't – Evans and Ford, they're not going to see any sort of – I don't know what practices they're having anyway on the short week.
Yeah, Evans, but, I imagine Evans goes, but right. Godwin's not going to play and probably not Leonard Fournette either.
And then TB12 versus AR12.
Oh, baby. I cannot wait.
Aaron Rodgers,
Let's
Tom
go.
Brady,
Let's
week
go.
Six.
That'll be fun.
What game is that? Where that game is in Tampa, and it's late window.
Oh, America's
afternoon?
Game of the week.
Huh? See, now –
Fox.
May I for a moment here?
You can have it, Rich.
I love many people at Fox.
Well, Joe is one of your closest friends.
I know. And
me?
On occasion, I wish they loved me a little bit more back than I love them.
Baby and Big Fox.
But, you know, the America's Game of the Week.
I love that moniker. Uh-oh. I love it.
How many America's Game of the Weeks can there be? I'll say this. In terms of arrogance, that's more arrogant than Slam Diego, New York.
Well, in the afternoon game,
I mean, honestly,
it's the big game.
So the rest, so America does not care about
game of the week is the afternoon
game.
Look,
with NBC calling it football night in America, it's the only game. It's the only game.
Hold on.
But
there's Monday night football.
But it's football night in America. It's Sunday night. It's football night in America.
Then it should be football night in America on Monday.
No, it's called Monday Night Football. They have their own brand. NBC's trying to create their own brand. Fox.
I know.
You know, I mean. But aren't there more games going on Fox than America's Game? What does it mean?
There's
usually two games. The number of times it's Big Fox, Baby Fox. I always thought, what about the guys who work and the ladies who work on Baby Fox? When it's called Baby Fox internally, I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not as big as Big Fox. What's going on there? The same thing is America's Game of the Week. That's what Joe and Troy's at.
It's the national game.
What if you're
game?
Calling the other game on Fox? It's in America. It's a game in the week.
It's not the big game.
Ooh, Marlins just tied it up.
Are you not...
He's not. He's
You're not invested in this.
I'm not invested in your Fox debate, no.
Okay. What else you got over there?
Baby Fox.
No, stop.
Stop. Oh, you now
you
got me.
Stop. That's tough to get out of your head.
Cowboys news for you, TJ. Joe Looney is going to be out 2 to 3 weeks with a knee injury.
Of course.
Mohamed Sanu released by the 49ers today. They're starting to get more healthy at that position, so there was he was the odd
Debo,
man out.
Debo, Ayuk.
I mean, Ayuk jumping over, dudes.
Dude, you're already seeing it. I mean, Mostert comes back healthy. Jerick McKinnon, yeah. Mostert. I imagine Tevin Coleman will eventually come back. Mostert, Coleman, Jerick McKinnon.
Kittle,
Ayuk, Debo.
Get Jimmy G
and
back
and
there,
Kendrick and then... Bourne.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's as good as you can. That's as good as most right there.
Pretty good.
They don't need Jimmy. They got Beathard.
All right, speaking of the 49ers, they're playing the Dolphins this week, and they're going to see Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Makes sense. Yeah. Like I said, it makes sense for Tua to start at San Francisco. I'm betting at Denver, home for the Chargers, wouldn't be a bad spot for him if they're willing, if they're ready to uncork him. You're seeing what Herbert's doing for the Chargers, and you're seeing how well Burrow's playing. If the kid's healthy, I mean, right? You're already seeing what Miles Gaskin can do. What if you're doing a lot of this stuff with Miles Gaskin?
Oh, option look.
You know what I mean? I don't know. But Fitz can look like one week and then two interceptions. Seattle might be tightening the bolts on their defense, too.
Yeah, they're still giving up the most passing.
They might be getting better. I don't know.
NBA Finals, guys, game three tonight.
Yes, it is.
In the bubble.
No, game four tonight. Game four tonight.
Sorry, game four. Right. 2-1, Lakers.
Miami would love a game three.
Lakers 8-point favorites. Not going to have Bam or Goran Dragic tonight.
So they're going, it's still no Bam.
Bam's questionable, but I'd be surprised if he played.
What's the name of tonight's game in the pivotal world? What do we call these?
It's not. It's just game
just
four.
Game four.
Nothing.
Game four.
Just Miami goes. Miami goes to tie the series and make it a best of three. And the Lakers take a commanding lead.
3-1 lead.
Yeah. Right, and then that would make Game 5 a potential decisive Game 5 if Miami actually evens the series, knots it up at 2-2. That creates the pivotal Game 5 that America would like to see.
Cheat sheet for me with this.
I mean, Stephen A. said it yesterday too. Like nobody wants to watch a blowout in championship action. No. So. It's on you, James Butler. Let's do it again.
Big face coffee.
Man, if he does it again tonight, oh, baby.
They tie it up.
Now, I understand I'm belying something here. I'll just say it. I don't care. I honestly don't care. When you say big face coffee, I do not know what you mean.
Oh, you don't? You don't?
You're okay.
I do not.
I was wondering about that yesterday.
Oh, man. Oh, go ahead. You explain it, TJ.
Well,
you
might even have a better understanding of it than I do.
This is what I know. Jimmy Butler is crazy. And in the bubble... Yes. In the bubble, you can't get good coffee. So he is like Larry David. And
he's looking for the right beans?
He's looking for the right beans. He started his own coffee company, even got trademarks to the name.
Right.
Big Face Coffee. Charges one price for all,
no matter the size.
All different sizes. No matter what the size is, same price.
Right. $20.
Cash only. Yeah, $20 for a cup of coffee.
Wow.
Latte Butlers?
Is it possible? No.
No.
He would be Big Face Coffee, and then LeBron would open a Spite store.
Right next, down the hall.
Right down in the bubble, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be it.
And it would be Latte LeBron.
Very good, Rich.
If you won't mind me workshop. If we're workshopping, let me workshop.
How about it?
Certainly since I've got the actual Latte Larry's
latte
mug,
LeBron.
Thanks to Jeff Schaefer.
We have the cups.
I am so down with that Latte LeBron.
Latte LeBron opening the Spite store. We'll see who opens. Does he open Latte? See, aren't you glad I asked? I did not know about the Big Face
coffee. When I had it yesterday, I could see you looking at the sign, but you had a look on your face like you didn't quite know what I was doing.
Now I'm going to go here. I'll go here. Is there any defecating allowed in Latte LeBron's? Because I know about Latte Larry's. It's just you can only go number one there.
I'm pretty sure knowing Jimmy Butler the way we do, he is not letting you come and drop a deuce in the Big Face Coffee restaurant.
I heard a rumor. I don't know if I'm talking about Fight Club. I heard a rumor that curb shooting is on the horizon.
What?
A rumor.
Oh, yeah.
Can we finally get in an episode? I just want to be in the background.
Principal filming for another episode of Curb is on the horizon.
Could you imagine that, Brock?
I would want to be in.
What? Could you imagine getting in an episode of Curb?
Well, I've been asking Jeff for years to get into the background.
We got an episode of the league.
Yeah. I've been on an episode of the league and on Dave. We were on Dave.
We were on Dave, but I don't think, but Curb,
man.
I had one quick cameo on Curb. Yes, because I was invited by Jeff Schaefer to go to, they shot Jeff Garland, his daughter's bat mitzvah, which was one of the greatest scenes in the history of Curb Your Enthusiasm because Larry had a tickle in his throat. Google why. I cannot go any further.
Not safe for Peacock.
And he had the speech at the bat mitzvah explaining about the tickle in his throat. It's truly one of the greatest. And I watched Larry, who we have been told by multiple people, including LD himself on this program, but mostly JB Smoove, Rich Eisen Show, Super Bowl media correspondent for 5 years,
correct?
Right? that Larry David is the easiest to break up out of all of them. Easiest to make laugh. I watched Larry take several attempts at making that speech. He could not stop from laughing. Literally took him multiple takes to get that speech out. He could not stop laughing because of the construct of the speech. All right. But at any rate, I got in as I shake Jeff Garland's hand and just basically they popped me in there.
You know, the episode.
If you blink, you miss it. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you blink, you miss it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't want to be featured. I just want to be, like, at the dinner party in the background.
Yeah, me and Chris are just
sitting
there.
Yeah, we're just sitting there having a fake conversation.
One of my favorite moments, and you could check it out on our YouTube page, and it did spike. That video spiked out of nowhere over the winter, was when we had here Richard Lewis describing what it was like to have dinner with Larry David in real life.
Like actual dinner, yeah.
And it sounded like a Curb episode. And the crazy thing is, again, we have in our green room, back in the day when human beings were in-studio guests, and we look forward to those days starting again.
Yes, what was that like?
Richard Lewis was here.
I'll post that Richard Lewis video
in
right
our
now.
Green room. In our green room, we have poster boards or whatever you want to call them from our Super Bowls. Whenever we would have guests at our Super Bowls, sign them, right? So we had our first Super Bowl was in – our first one we ever did for the Rich Eisen Show was in Phoenix or Glendale, Arizona, for the eventual crazy Malcolm Butler interception Super Bowl between the Patriots and the Cardinals. And we had dozens of guests there, and they signed the beautiful poster board that we had put together – of me, the Rich Eisen Show logo, and like a cowboy hat on a horse, and with this beautiful, I guess, Mesa Vista behind me. Mesa Vista sounds like the bank, by the way, from Better Call Saul. But anyway, so
Mesa Verde.
Anyway, bottom line is the reason why I bring this up is I went in a few days. It took me a few days to notice after Richard Lewis's appearance here on the show, he signed that.
He just thought it was.
He wrote Richard. He didn't sign. He like used a scrawl that kind of looks like my 7-year-old scrawl. Richard, missing the A in it, Lewis. And I think he wrote HOF on it, like Hall of Fame.
Are you going to go in the back and find that, TJ?
TJ's going to go.
Take a photo. All right. Let's go down the wormhole here. When we had LD on the program back in 2017. Roll it, Don Bowie. Larry David, we've done this before with you.
Yeah.
I've got three social situations. You are the judge and jury as to what is done.
Okay.
The first one is destination weddings. Okay.
It's already funny.
Destination weddings. I say to my wife, we're going to a destination wedding. We should not give a present because my presence is my present. What do you say, Larry David?
First of all, where is the wedding? How far is it?
Another country.
Okay. You don't even go. You don't go. You don't go.
But it's a close family friend.
I don't care. I am not flying 14 hours on a plane.
Yes.
To somebody's wedding. I'm not going to do that.
What the distance from your house that you
an hour and a half by car. That's it.
Here's social situation number two for you, Larry David.
Sure.
So you're going into somebody's house for, let's say, the fight, the Mayweather-McGregor fight. This happened to one of our producers, Ken Tulo.
Okay.
They brought desserts. Fight ends. Nobody's touched the desserts. They like these desserts. Is it okay to take the desserts home?
It's
a perishable.
You're bringing it to the host, right?
That's true.
The host saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different if the host didn't see it, then you could sneak out with it.
So if the host never saw it, if you placed it on the table and there's no note,
yeah,
that's when you could take it.
If you think you're not going to get caught, yeah, then you could take it.
All right, the last one for you, Larry, LD, shoes off on a plane. Do you have a problem with somebody on a plane?
I have a big problem with it. Yeah. You know, don't make yourself. It's not your house. All right. You're outside. You're in public. I don't want to see your socks. And God forbid you have a little odor down there. Who needs that? Right.
And I don't even want to know if you do have it.
Exactly. It's close quarters. Come on. Take a couple of mints. Keep your shoes on.
Fantastic. And the thing I love about this whole showing of that It was born out of me asking what Big Face Coffee really is. So we thank Jimmy Butler.
Exactly.
And do it again tonight, buddy. Tie this up.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
be great.
Yeah.
Be great.
Let it go.
Oh, man.
We adapt and overcome here, don't we? Just
What's more likely?
Okay. I love these.
Jimmy Butler and the Heat tie the series up.
Okay.
Or the Yankees go slam Diego again tonight.
I'm not even gonna answer.
Yankees hit a grand slam tonight.
Oh, Rich.
After all of this.
I can't wait, Rich.
After all of this.
Rich. Rich.
If the Yankees hit a grand slam, if they even get the bases loaded tonight, if they get two men on and it's a 3-2 count to the guy at the plate, I'm texting you.
Put me on that game.
Right? Two men on, base open. Oh, baby.
Late window sports tonight. NBA Finals at 6.
Yes.
Dodgers-Padres.
Oh, yeah. Another great
6:30 Pacific.
Okay.
So late window sports tonight are going to be great.
They are going to be great. Late night Tuesday night.
This is crazy. Yeah, late night Tuesday night.
Dodgers-Padres is a lot.
It's going to be awesome.
And that's in the home of the Rangers, correct?
Yes.
Home of the Rangers. And one thing to do, keep an eye on this stuff, too, that I kind of intimated yesterday and I didn't bring up again because we got thrown off track. Is keep an eye on shadows and stuff like that.
Yeah, like on the mound and everything.
Yes, shadows in between the mound and home plate that you don't normally get, say, in a Yankees-Rays series ever. You know, obviously Padres-Dodgers used to it. Astros and Athletics, if there is any shade that you have to deal with, it's that being thrown at the Astros. Appropriately.
It's really too bad there's no fans.
Chris Brockman betting on the don't pass line of sports by rooting for the Astros when he has no skin in that game. Nope.
I wouldn't say rooting. I think it's hilarious that they're winning, and I wouldn't mind seeing them make the ALCS.
How about John McClain saying, how about those Astros? Down in Houston, they're like,
you called us
beers? You crying over the trash cans? Yeah, we are, John.
We are. Yeah, you cheated.
Buzzers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jose Altuve, don't take my jersey off after I just hit an outside off-speed pitch off a guy who throws 190 miles an hour. Like I knew it was coming because somebody was buzzing me under my armpit.
That was an amazing hit, though.
Is this on?
Marlins Braves 1-1 through 2.
Donnie Baseball, baby.
A couple of solo homers
Donnie
in this game.
Baseball.
I'm afraid to go home.
All right, you're afraid to go home. It's all working. When we come back, we will see Cage in his natural habitat.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
844-204-RICH. Your phone call's coming up as well. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Davante Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archives. I'll tell you what, folks, you cannot do without NFL Game Pass and being a football fan. It makes it so much better. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. You know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as that homemade elf costume your mom made you wear in junior high school. No, Geico can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in oversized pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat, people, wondering what happened to that green onesie. Just switch to Geico and save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. Bet online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Playoff games, NBA Finals, Game 4. Honestly, I think about these days, and I don't want to take them for granted, because when we were sitting here April and May, and we're like, well, is it possible? We don't know. We're here. And the baseball's bubbled up, so hopefully their bubble is as airtight as out of the NHL and the NBA. You know, it's one of those things, is if somebody's pitching a no-hitter, I don't know what your stance is, if you talk about it or not, but...
If it's my team, I'm not talking about it.
No, we're rooting for the NBA.
Okay? For sure. Do you think...
We're so close. We're so close to that trophy being
Do you think it's time for the NFL to think about bubbling?
They don't.
Because
they can't.
That's the conversation
now. It's not how... It's just that NFL players are not going to go...
Even just in a hotel in the city that they're in?
That might have to be. I don't know. I think what you saw as a response to everything that happened over the weekend was a tightening of the protocol and an enhancement of the teeth that they're baring their teeth, getting ready to... They'll basically just tell the team, you'll just forfeit. You'll forfeit the game. If we find out that you popped for COVID because you did something silly and it spread... And we can't hold the game. Guess what? We're not going to wait till first week of January and then mess with the Super Bowl by collapsing the bye week and eliminating the bye week, because we're just going to give everyone a bye before their wild card games so we can make sure you play your regular season game. They'll just say, screw you, we're forfeiting. You're forfeiting.
Yeah. I mean,
that's basically what I think the NFL told all teams in that memo.
Yeah. Yeah, the one line that stood out to me is, simply put, compliance is mandatory. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
So, again, I don't think so. Thankfully, again, it's just one rescheduled game, and that's only 3 weeks from now, and it only inconvenienced one other team. That's it. That had to move up their bye week 1 week. That's it.
Yeah,
that's still pretty amazing.
And basically, to tell the Ravens, you now have a bye week the week before you play the Steelers, they're probably like, okay.
Yeah.
Worse for us.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, not
exactly, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Let them bash each other's heads with the Titans, and we'll be on our bye week, and then we'll see you in week 8, Pittsburgh. As opposed for them to have their bye week right now, that their bye week was in week 8, Baltimore, before visiting Indianapolis. So, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Don Bowie, we're back on our terrestrial radio outfit, right? Well, we say, by the way, hello to our Mightier 1090 friends and everyone else listening terrestrially across the country. Let's take some more phone calls right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who's been waiting the longest? That would be Gabe in El Paso, Texas. Great city of El Paso. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Rich. What's going on?
Well, I keep using glasses that have only one arm on it because I don't have time to go take it to the ophthalmologist. Other than that, I'm just muddling through. Other than that, Gabe.
Oh, no, Rich. Well, I wanted to give a shout-out to, if he's still watching or listening after you talk to him, I want to give a shout-out to Aaron Jones, 915 Strong. We love him here in El Paso.
That's right.
Yes. And I wanted to talk about the Packers, though.
Go for it.
I was wondering if you think they have what it takes to make it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Oh, because absolutely.
Maybe they can be like the Chiefs. You know, they made it to the AFC Championship game.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they fell short, and then the next year they went all the way.
So absolutely they do. Aaron Rodgers playing the way that he is and the way that the defense is playing, and if somehow, some way, they've got to go travel to Seattle and there's no fans there. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a different ball of wax this year than anything else. If they can stay healthy, they are absolutely a possibility to win the Super Bowl this year. No doubt in my mind about that. Mm-hmm. Their defense, they are as set up in all phases of the game as virtually any other team. It's just that, again, your quarterback is 30, he's going to be 37 when the playoffs hit, and the Chiefs quarterback will just be, you know, 26 when the playoffs hit, or the Bills quarterback will be younger. And then obviously there's going to be a question about playoff experience and things of that nature. But number 12 in Green Bay will take you home. That's the way I see it.
No. Oh, and real quick, Rich, I know you got to go, but I just want to say happy anniversary to your show.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Is today the day, brother, by the way, that we started here?
Today is our first day on TV and audience back in 2014. Yeah.
6 years ago today, huh?
Yeah.
Correct.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. And thank you, Gabe.
Your
I appreciate that.
My birthday. So
Happy birthday, Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
Brother.
Thank you very much, Gabe. Thanks for the call
there. Thank you.
You got it. Is Gabe gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Well, I mean, it's great for his birthday and all, but it's our anniversary.
I don't think he is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was our...
Oh, my God.
There was nothing on our desks back then.
And
you know, it's crazy about the studio. Yes. You know, because I worked at DirecTV before you guys got here. So this studio used to be a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so I would literally eat lunch over there. Basically, where Brockman sits, I would eat lunch over there all the time.
Did you bust your table in here? Did you bust a tray in here?
Yeah, like, more than once.
I didn't leave your stuff. I'm not that person.
Okay, you know, I used to be busser at Olive Garden and Red Lobster.
I do remember in like a few months before, though, when we came in here and Chris Long, who was in charge of DirecTV and audience at the time, was walking us through what the studio would look like. There was office furniture just piled up on top of office furniture.
Yeah, I have a few pictures of what it looked like.
Yeah, I do too. From actually right behind me here. I stood here again, and took pictures inside.
We love being here, and even though we are no longer owned and operated by AT&T, we're on the campus here, and we love it. It's great. We love this studio. We're associated with this studio. It's our home away from home. Thank you, Don Bowie. Appreciate that. Let's go back to the phone lines right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go to JC in Washington State. What's up, JC?
Hi, Rich. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
You bet. Thank you. Where you been?
Locked up over here in Longview, Washington. Bubbled myself up, right?
Yeah, I know.
With this new fire today, I'm curious how long it's going to take for Dan Quinn to lose his job.
Oh, man.
With all the crazy stuff he's been going on there.
I know, and they've got the offensive coordinator there, Dirk Cutter, who's been an head coach in that division before. If they do, Dan Quinn, you saw him last night. He is so enthusiastic. He's just constantly, you know, exhorting and cheerleading on. And I know that, you know, that we always got on Jason Garrett for it in Dallas, and 0-4 is so disappointing and so not what's expected and so beyond the pale in terms of a failure. Again, I'll just say it again, like, what does it do? What do you accomplish in firing him? Is he the reason? I honestly do not know. And thank you for the call. I know that we're biased towards him too, and I just firing for the sake of firing. Last year they were 1-7, and then they finished up strong. I'm
wondering.
It's a big game this week against Carolina.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
You and Peter King talked about this yesterday, and you wondered if teams weren't going to go in this direction,
right?
Because there was, you know, fans weren't there, the boos couldn't be heard, et cetera, et cetera. Now I'm wondering if it does a complete 180. Now that Houston made this move, if other owners are going to be like, well,
maybe, yeah, I know,
they did it. Maybe we can do it too.
It may just be specific to whatever the heck was going on in the Texans front office. I do not know. I think this game's pretty big against Carolina, because if Carolina wins 3 in a row, they're 3-2 in division, and then all of a sudden they've got a shot to maybe a 7 seed, or they're even in the mix for first place. And you're Atlanta, you're 0-5, and you're like, what the hell? If that's the way it's working there, maybe I need to get that hot coach from college and then see you later. That may happen. And hopefully Atlanta does it for themselves. They do it for their coach, but you know, most importantly, Don Bowie, if you don't mind putting up on the screen, I think Atlanta needs to do it for the children.
Wait, did I okay this?
They need to do this for the kids.
I didn't okay this.
That's on an Instagram page.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I think that's fair game.
Is it your son?
Okay.
Is it your son?
All right, take it down.
Is it your son?
All right.
I mean, come on. Run it by me first.
Okay. My apologies, Chris.
He's joking.
As we said, that's a one-time deal, because as we know, that's a choking hazard.
There you go, very good. Ladies and gentlemen. ladies and gentlemen.
He's so bad.
Let's take one more phone call here on the Rich Eisen Show.
I thought he was serious.
Tim in San Diego. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Rick. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, I just thought, how can I not call in today when Mike Clevenger is going to start for the Padres tonight?
Okay.
I mean, that's big for us.
It is big.
My son tweeted me, and it said, so you're telling me I got a chance.
There you go. I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that. I think that, you know, nothing's more dangerous in the playoffs in any way, shape, and form than a young, talented team that may not know just how unique an opportunity that they have at playing with house money against a team that has not won a World Series since 1988 and everybody thinks is the favorite. This is, I mean, you're playing with every last bit of house money, the Padres, today.
Yeah, they're killing it.
So I guess, Tim, do you have a problem with me as a Yankee fan coining the phrase Slam Diego New York because the Yankees hit a Grand Slam home run in your house last night?
I not only have no problem with
Thank
it, but
you,
I actually, I got a text from Mrs. Tim today. She's in Arizona visiting friends for Chris Brockman, and it says, tell Chris Belichick over there concerning problem with Rich saying Slam Diego, New York.
Thank you.
Lighten up, Francis.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Mrs.
Tim.
Coming
to the defense of the people of San Diego.
No, you know
what?
What
do you mean,
lighten up? You know what, Chris? I need to say is this. The people have spoken. Or at least two people have. And on top of that, if I'm not mistaken, somebody earlier on this program said that sports, and I imagine the sports talk, is more enjoyable when there's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And clearly, Tim and Mrs. Tim, by calling you Chris Belichick,
feel that
they are part of the people who consider the Patriots the bad guys, and thus you by proxy.
I am more than happy to be the bad
guy. There you go.
Hashtag heel.
Hashtag betting the don't pass line of sports. Chris Brockman, everybody.
I will say I've never done that.
All right. You've never bet the don't pass line, right?
God,
never
God.
Once, not somewhere.
Never
not
once,
even on,
never.
Not even on a... On
that
a,
is embarrassing. That person will get heckled off my
not
table.
Anywhere. Nowhere. Not even once.
You can't do that. If you do that, you're out.
Okay.
By the way, check our Instagram page. You mentioned arrogance with Rich. We got a picture.
Hey,
it's going up.
Hey. All right, that's that's called a tease. I'm even heading to at Rich Eisen Show right now. Thanks to John McClain, Josh Norman, Aaron Jones, Abby Wabank, and you. We'll see you on Wednesday.